Lower yeah, body. Lower body injury.
Yes. It's a lower body injury.
No kick in his arm, tail's lower body.
Hockey. right in serious business.
Yeah, and it's part of the game.
Kick the chair or something and hurt your knee.
No, I, tripped over the bench.
I wouldn't admit that.
No.
Is that why you're a writer?
I played in the men's league back home.
Oh, okay.
So it might be easy to overlook Michigan a little bit, given the season that they have had. How do you make sure that your guys go in on their toes?
There's an old saying, fear no one, respect everyone. And it's never easy going to Yost Arena, as we know. I think that's one of the great buildings in all of college hockey. They always play with great energy in their home rink. They always start off really fast in the first period, and I've always felt that's the key against Michigan. You have to play a really good first period. A lot of times you go in their rink and you have to survive the first 10 minutes because they're usually coming hard and fast. And they're still a really good skating team. They're getting good goaltending. This year, their issue, they haven't scored a lot of goals. And, they went into Ohio State and won. They were tied with Wisconsin and Madison the week before in both games, I believe, in the third period. So we just want to continue to play well, continue to grow as a team, and just like last weekend, hopefully still be in first place at the end of the weekend.
Kloos is up to 6 game winners now. Have you seen him take a step forward this year in his ability to produce in those big moments?
Well, I think that's his history. And you look at his point totals, he's been a strong contributor all 4 years in his career here, and he's the kind of guy that's always thrived in the big moments, going back to high school and youth hockey, and no different here. He's had a great career. He's a tremendous leader, and he's one of those guys when the game's on the line, he wants the puck on a stick, and he wants to be out there and make a difference.
What impact is Kloos's speed going to have in the series?
Well, Michigan's always a really good skating team, so the pace of play will be up there, and the guys that can at a high tempo, high pace, continue to make plays, I think those are the ones that are really become elite players, and that's why Justin's had the career he has, because he can do things at a high rate of speed.
Have you watched much of Michigan's game this year, and what's missing for them?
Well, Comfer, Mott, O'Connor, Marinsky, who's might be rookie of the year of the NHL, and Downing. You lose 5 underclassmen like that, and it's just a kick in the gut. It's hard to recover from that, and not to mention they had some good seniors on last year. So it's the high-end offense of player that Michigan normally has. You think of Michigan, you think of some guys are going to have 50 points, and they just don't have that this year. They have some freshmen that are kind of leading their team, and some ways that to a degree we had a young team last year, and you just have to build through it. And as much as you like to be at the top each and every year, it becomes more difficult right now. I made the comment, you look at if the NCAA started today, 3 of the teams in the Frozen Four last year wouldn't be in it, including the two teams that played for a national title. It may not end that way, but that's how it's changed.
You kind of just mentioned that and hit on it, where all these teams that lost a lot of players early with BC and North Dakota and Michigan are kind of sitting on the way out. Like, how as a coach do you work it through?
Well, it's just there's not much you can do, and that's the hard part. As much as the fans think it shouldn't matter, it does matter. It's hard to plan for when you don't know at what point you're going to lose players. Yeah. Michigan lost, 2 elite forwards back-to-back years in Larkin and O'Connor, and I'm sure that when they recruited them, they were thinking, we'll have them for a couple of years anyway, but then all of a sudden you lose them in back-to-back years, and it's a huge hole. You only have 18 scholarships. We don't have 90, our kids have to come in and play right away, and when you lose those kids early, it makes it hard to recover sometimes. Sometimes you're covered, and you got that elite player coming in the following year, but, the Larkins don't come along every year either.
Can you talk a little bit about each player that's up for the Hobie Baker Award, each of your players?
I don't even know who he is.
Sheehy, Kloos, and Bischoff.
Well, that's the nominations, and there's a lot of guys on the list now. We'll see who the 10 are, but all 3 of them are having great years. You have our 2 captains, and I've said before, Bisch has grown so much each year he's been here. He's a program guy. He's a tremendous leader. One of the top scoring defensemen in college hockey, runs our power play, leads the Big Ten in block shots, at least he did going into the weekend, and just a heart and soul guy. Same with Kloos. He's one of our top scorers, and six game-winning goals and plays in every situation, and guy that you can count on at the end of a game. And just, I mean, Tyler Sheehy has really had a terrific sophomore campaign. He's on a really good line. That helps when you play with a couple of other guys that can make a play. But I think he's got about 50 points right now, and so he's really put together a nice year, scored some big goals. But he can not only score goals, but he can feather some nice passes too. He's very unselfish with the puck, and you know, with Rem, that's been a really good line, and they've all benefited by playing with each other, because not only they all have great stick skills, but they all have a really high hockey IQ.
Bischoff and Kloos obviously had opportunities to go elsewhere this year, and they returned. How big is that for you as a coach to have?
Well, I guarantee I'm a lot smarter because they're back. they're guys you can't replace. I mean, you're just not going to replace a Bischoff and a Kloos with a freshman. It's just not when they're going to be a senior. And you have to have those guys in your programs at the end, you know, if you want to be good at the end of the year. I mean, they're the difference makers. They've been through it. You know, Justin's out there when it's 6-on-4 with a minute to go, and Vinny Lettieri and guys that have been through it. And, you know, I don't think we can forget about Vinny, the year he's had. I mean, he's just had a tremendous senior year. Every year he's been better. He can play wing. He can play center. He's done it all for us. And he's a guy who wants to be out there in those situations too. I mean, if Vinny'd play 30 minutes if I let him, and he's in phenomenal shape, he can probably do it. But some of our seniors are really having great years.
Was that save of his even more impressive when you watch it on tape the other day?
Well, I'm not sure the shot on goal on Schierhorn off the draw that he had. You couldn't have, you couldn't have dropped the puck for a right-handed center on the opposing team and shot it any harder at our goalie. In the typical Vinny fashion at our video yesterday, I go, Vinny, what would you do different? Just tell the goalie to be ready. You know, and actually Schierhorn is the one who made a phenomenal save by diving across and got a piece of his arm, and it was just kind of crawling towards the net, probably would have gone in, but, you know, Vinny was in position to reach back and deny the goal.
Do you have an update on Smatula?
No, he won't play this weekend.
What are you looking at of your team this last four games of the regular
season? Well, I mean, to win. I mean, if stay on the plan. If we can win 3 out of 4 of these last four, we'll be in good shape for the end in the playoffs.
Everybody else healthy?
Yeah, other than, well.
Smatula and Novak. Novak.
Yeah.
Healthy enough to play at least.
Yeah.
Did the guys take a step forward last week in the series against Wisconsin? And if so, what areas did you see them take a step forward?
I don't know. I thought we were been pretty good the last month. That was a good, tough gauntlet of games and emotional games. And, you know, the guys had they said we had a great crowd this weekend. And the one thing I liked this weekend is we gave up 1 5-on-5 goal. I mean, that was a real positive for us this weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. Very nice. Clue said, holy crap.
Said it twice.